Hey, are you in sales and you want to know how to smash that glass ceiling? Do you want to make more money than you ever thought was possible? You're in the right place. My name's Sandra Carter. I've been in commercial real estate for over 2 decades and I know how to sell. I'm going to teach you the habits, the formulas, the tips, the tricks, and the tools that you will need to be a superstar salesperson in whatever field you're in. So sit back, relax, tune in, and listen to my podcast, Million Dollar Agent, and let's smash some glass ceilings together. This episode is brought to you by M2 Moringa. Hey, Million Dollar Agents, it's Sandra again. Welcome to episode 32. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of being part of the 5 a.m. club. That is getting up at 5 a.m. every day, well, every work day. I mean, I do it every day because it's hard to break the routine, but it's so important to get yourselves up and early in the morning so that you can get your day started, and that's so that you can cover everything you need to do. I'm not talking about jumping out of bed, sitting in front of your emails and getting going. You need this extra time to get yourself in the right mindset to start your day, because if you start this process at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're still going to take the 2 hours you need to get your mojo on so you can be competitive and you can tackle the days and you can get the things in that you need to get in. And I've said this 100 times. First thing I do in the morning, have my lemon tea, meditate. If I'm up at 7 o'clock in the morning doing these things, I'm not actually going to be even warmed up before 9 o'clock. Now, your competition, they're definitely going to be getting in earlier than that. So, you know, if you do get, I mean, get up even earlier if you can, but realistically, 5 a.m. is a good club to be part of, the 5 a.m. club, because 4 a.m., you know, that's when your body is in its deepest sleep anyway. So from a health perspective, and depending on your age and depending on what time you go to bed, 4 a.m. is a tough gig. I've got a business partner who gets up at 3 o'clock every morning, does his workout, gets into the day. Now, he's like an exceptional human being and a superstar, but all you need to do is really start. You want to get to that point if you want to get to that point, but you need to start in the 5 a.m. club. I saw a funny post from a lady I follow who's a marketing genius on Instagram, and she's saying, don't buy into the 5 a.m., don't buy into the yoga, don't buy into all the pressure. But reality is, if you might not have kids, and if you're starting out your career in sales, there's a good chance you don't. But if you're sleeping in, waking up whenever you feel like it, or you had to be at the office at 9 o'clock, so you're just barely doing the minimum, setting the alarm for 7:30, dragging yourself out of bed, you're going to need hours to get yourself into the right mindset to be competitive. And it's not really going to work for you big picture if you want to be the best in your game, if you want to be, you know, the go-to in your particular industry. And this is any industry, whether it's real estate, selling Coca-Cola, selling vacuum cleaners, selling used cars, selling new cars, whatever. You have to be, you know, have to allow your body time to adjust and get into the day. Not too many of us can just, like I said before, leap out of bed and jump onto the emails and get going. You need to have a really good morning routine that's going to set you up for the rest of the day. And let's do a comparison. If you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you were getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's 22 weekdays, Monday to Friday, that you're getting 2 extra hours a day. So that equates to, over the month, 44 hours of work. Now, some people only do a 40-hour week. In sales, you should be doing more than that. But if you're used to the 40-hour week, you are getting another week in your month. Now, that's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Because if you want the edge and you're thinking you don't get time, you don't have time to do anything, you don't have as much time as everyone else, you can actually make time by setting the alarm and getting out of bed. Now, you're going to have to go to bed earlier if you need your beauty sleep. If you need 8 hours sleep a night, some of us can function on 6, some of us can function need 10. But if you can function, you know, on a certain amount of sleep and you know what that looks like, you'll probably have to go to bed earlier. And then, so you're not sleep deprived, because you're not going to be efficient when you're sleep deprived either. You need to make sure that you're getting enough sleep, but you're also getting up early. And you might be a night person, you want to work all night, and that's a whole different game. And then you might have to sleep until 9 o'clock. But if you're getting the hours in, it doesn't really matter. You're just, if you're that way inclined, you know, and you have to do it that way. The thing is, it's been proven that natural light provides us with a good level of clarity, and it also gives you better alertness. So if you are a bit of a vampire and you're staying up all night working, you know, it might be just a time for a bit of a shift, because I believe we are solar charged effectively. And that's why if there's a stormy, gloomy day, you feel gloomy, because there isn't enough light around. So, yeah, if you are that night owl and you're staying up all night, maybe try it. Start to get up earlier and go to bed earlier and see what the light does for you. And I might be totally wrong. You can contact me and tell me, no, I am a night owl and it doesn't work. Happy to hear it. But for the rest of us, that we're just sleeping in for the sake of sleeping in, or we're watching Netflix at night and bombing our brains out with binging on watching TV and stuff that's not actually doing anything for our careers, try and go to bed early, get up at 5 a.m. And these are the benefits of doing that. It allows time for you to clear your mind in the morning. It gives you that space where you're not under the pressure and you're rushing and trying to get out the door and get the shower, get the coffee done, get the kids out the door, whatever you got to do. You'll have more time and you'll be able to reset. It gives you time to exercise, meditate, do the things you want to do in the morning without chewing into important business time. I actually honestly believe it improves your self-esteem as well. When you get up early, you don't feel like you're missing out on anything. You don't feel like you're behind the eight ball, and you don't feel that lag that you get when you are behind the eight ball. And, you know, you want to be on a good vibration. You want to be in a good buzz for your day. You don't want to be feeling like you're playing catch up the whole time. So it just sets you up for that. Like, honestly, I know personally, when I sleep in, I'm going to have a rubbish day. And I do sleep in occasionally, and I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. every single day, 7 days a week. And like, sometimes I look at my husband and I go, oh my God, it's 7 o'clock. And it's not, that wouldn't be on a weekday normally. But, you know, even on the weekends, it's like, wow, that was a huge sleep in for me. And it's just getting yourself into that routine. And after you've done this for a while, it might be to take a week, it might take 2 weeks, it might take a month, but your body will automatically start to wake up at 5 o'clock, and you'll just be programmed that way. And then you're part of the 5 a.m. club. Hey, ready to conquer the world. Now, if you're in sales and your competition is doing this and you're not, you aren't going to be on the same playing field as your competition. So, you know, it's one thing to do this for your own well-being and your own health and your success, but if someone else you're competing directly with is doing this, then you have a disadvantage. Now, you know, they might be getting up at 3 o'clock, like my buddy, but there's a good chance that they're in the 5 o'clock club because there's a lot of people doing this. It's got its own hashtag. It has a massive following, and there's a good reason for that. So just give it a try and watch and see how productive you can be by getting up at 5 a.m. Do it for a month. Just gauge it. You know, and if you're feeling exhausted after that month, it just simply means you're not going to bed early enough. You're trying to do it all. So you have to, if you want a successful career in sales, you need to start doing things that the others are doing. You need to match that. And I'm telling you, my friend, your competition, the people that you look up to in your industry, they're getting up at 5 a.m. You can ask them. I can guarantee it. And if you can show me somebody who's absolutely smashing it and you think, wow, look, that person, I'd love them as a mentor. I'd love them as a life coach or any of the above. I want to follow them and ask them if they're getting up at 5 o'clock or what time are you getting up. And if they're getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's something else going on. Like, I want to know what their secret is. They must be working through till midnight. That's all I can say. So let's recap. Well, actually, I think I've pretty much made my point in this podcast. You need to get up early. You need to get up at 5 a.m., be part of the 5 a.m. club. It will change your life. If you haven't been doing this, or you do it now and then, you need to start getting into this routine. And now, if you're in sales, it's absolutely imperative that you do these things. It takes the hustle out of being a salesperson because you're prepared, you're clear, you're focused, and you're ready for the day. You don't want to be hustling your way through the day. Hustle is a dirty word. I've said this before in one of my other podcasts. You know, hustle to me sounds like someone is losing in the situation. So you are screwing someone over. It's something, hustle sounds like something you do down a dark alley. So the hustle is where one person wins and one person loses. And, you know, you might be driving the deal hard at all cost. So when that happens, somebody's going to miss out. Someone's going to lose along the line. Someone is going to be at a disadvantage. Sales is about finding the win-win for everybody. So if you want to do these things, to have that success based on good relationships, you need to have clarity, you need to have a clear mind, and you need to be on your game. So you cannot drag yourself through your day and be on your game. It doesn't work. That's why it's so important to get up at 5 a.m. Otherwise, you're going to have to put your hustle coat on to fight for every deal and screw someone over to get the deal done because you're not able to make good decisions and you're not thinking clearly because you are behind the eight ball. Anyway, that's it. That's episode 32. Join the 5 a.m. club. So many advantages to doing it. So many disadvantages to not. Sleeping in, yeah, you get a bit of extra sleep. Get it in at the other end. Anyway, my name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial agent. You can find me on LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook under Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. And yeah, keep selling hard. Get up at 5 a.m., my friends, and smash that glass ceiling. Now, before I go, I just want to talk to you about the M2 Moringa drink I drink every morning. In my last podcast, I said I have to make sure I drink my green dirty dishwater health shake. That's not the Moringa. I do that as well as. The Moringa is from the Miracle Tree, and you must get yourself onto this stuff. M2 Moringa. Look it up. I'll put a link to the website in the show notes below. But seriously, life-changing. Thrown away all of my pills. This stuff, if you're low in iron, it'll fix it. It fixes most problems. That's why they call it the miracle treat. Seriously, it has changed my life. And it doesn't taste like dirty dishwater. It actually tastes like molasses. So every morning I have hot water, lemon with M2 in it. In fact, my 10-year-old this morning was having a drink of it and I said, "What's wrong?" Because I know when he's not feeling right, he'll have some and it fixes him up. And he said, "Oh, I had a bit of a sore throat, so I'm having some M2. And I thought that was adorable. Anyway, until next time.